Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
Hi, this is Jane Lee, and we are at English in the News. Today's topic is red meat. Scientists have said that too much red meat may pose a threat to people's health, but still, red meat such as beef steak is usually considered as something that's very appetizing, something that people like to eat. And here, it's the extension of that meaning. According to the dictionary, it says here, red meat is something substantial that can satisfy a basic need or appetite. 在字典里面是解释红肉呢，它是很有分量的东西，很满足人的一个基本的欲望。那它到了，这是在1920年代之前的解释，然后到了1920年之后 ，red meat 开始慢慢有了政治上的含义，所以它的英文字典在 Merriam-Webster 的字典里面，它就有这样的解释，它比较现代会用在政治领域里面的意思变成 highly politicized issues or political speech that can give people instant satisfaction.Instant satisfaction 就是立刻获得满足，就好像吃下一大块煮得很好的红肉一样，会让人立刻觉得快乐，立刻觉得 happy。 政治人物呢，他会把很多议题都把它政治化，并且用煽动的语言表达出来，他知道大家心里想听什么，他就讲出来 OK， 而且他是用了一种比较激烈的语言讲出来，让你得到立刻的满足。从这个角度来看，它当然也是讨好群众的一种方式。And so we have three examples. The first one is from Washington Post, and this is from last year, just around the time when Donald Trump was officially nominated as the Republican Party's presidential nominee. 这篇是华盛顿邮报在去年七月的时候所写的。那刚好是民主党在开大会的时候，民主党开大会之前 ，Trump 就已经被共和党宣布成为他们的总统候选人，所以有这样子一篇报道。He has no clue about what makes America great, Biden said, referring to Donald Trump's slogan. Actually, he has no clue. And then, no major party nominee in the history of this nation has ever known less or has been less prepared to deal with our national security.These were all harsh attacks, the kind of red meat that conventions are made for, and Biden delivers the red meat better than anyone at this week's convention. Convention 是大会，民主党大会的时候，当时的美国副总统 Joe Biden 他有出来讲话，他当然就是针对着 Donald Trump 在攻击他。那他所讲的这些话，从 He has no clue about what makes America great 一直到National Security 这个地方，全部都是他对Donald Trump 一个很强烈的抨击，他所用的话呢，大家都可以听得懂，非常浅显。他里面讲 He has no clue， 意思就是说这个人脑袋不太好，他是什么也不知道，他是个很无知的人。Biden 同时也告诉支持群众 ，Donald Trump 在对美国的政策，比如说像 National Security 在国家安全上面，他其实一无所知。华盛顿邮报写这篇报道的人就说 ，These were harsh attacks， 像 Biden 所用的这些语言批评的话都很 harsh， 就是。很严苛的很苛刻的一种批评。那可是这次民主党大会啊，民主党 的对手就是共和党这一位候选人，所以他当然开大会的目的大家都希望听到像这一类的谈话。 And Biden 最后一句 And Biden delivers the red meat better than anyone at this week's convention， 而 Biden 在这一方面又特别辛辣，他在这方面又特别会讲，所以呢他所讲的东西我们就可以把它翻译成他的这些煽动的讨好的话题，让选民很开心。The second example is from BuzzFeed News, and it is the latest news, actually, it's from this month. In a meeting with news anchors, President Trump said it's time for compromise on an immigration bill, a major departure from the way he has framed the issue in the past.But Democrats aren't buying it. Trump also left the possibility open that he would speak about immigration besides in the usual red meat fashion he usually serves his base, by adding a mention of a compromise between the two parties. 那川普呢，他最近释放出一些比较友善的讯息，关于引起很多争议的移民法案，就是 Trump 他本来是规定七个主要是回教徒国家的人民不准进入美国，这个禁令后来在美国的法院里面被推翻了，所以最近 Trump 又再推出新的禁令，这次他拿掉了其中一个国家伊拉克，并且他释放出讯息说他愿意跟民主党谈判，他愿意妥协 compromise 是妥协。另外还有一篇是在纽约时报里面去年四月的 Trump's success baffles many in the United States and abroad who are used to seeing American politicians walk a careful line between red meat populism and mainstream respectability。 这边是去年四月的时候Trump 的声望已经如日中天，他看起来已经在往胜利的途上走了，可是因为他的讲话一直都让中间派或者是让民主党人很担心，所以他这篇里面讲说他为什么会这么成功， Trump 为什么这样受到欢迎，让很多人困惑。一般人都习惯看到美国的政治人物，特别是像总统候选人这样子的政治人物 walk a careful line between red meat populism， 他们都走中间路线，他们不会过于激进，也不会过于保守，在 red meat populism， 在这种很煽动或是讨好的民粹主义，以及 mainstream respectability， 就是主流派的 很正派的很让人尊敬的美国总统形象之间，这是 red meat 煽动性的政治话题或者是说话方式在新闻里面的用法。 I'm Jane Lee and this is English in the News. Thank you for listening.